Father in heaven, we're so thankful and so we just wonderfully praise you for this wonderful day. Father, your word talks about abundance, and you give us abundant life. You give us strength more abundantly. And Father, you give an abundance of your gifts to your people. And Father, I know that you want to bless your people with abundance of good blessings, overflowing. They cannot contain which that blessing you have for them. And Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing this day for every heart, every life, every soul that's in the hearing of this word today. I pray that you'd bless them in a mighty way. And whatever their need is, I pray that you'd fulfill that need according to your riches which are in glory. And Father, I pray for a mighty blessing to those ones who are going through struggles this day. For those who will give ear to the hear of the word this day, I pray that you'd bless them for the time that they devote this day in a mighty way. For those who will listen, I pray that you'd come in their lives and do a special work in their lives. Bless them, pardon them, give them the excitement of love. Father, I pray that you'd forever keep them in the mighty hand of God. I praise you this day, Lord. I thank you for that everlasting love. And Father, I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you what you've done for me. And I know that I could not do what I am doing without your help. And Father, you do it, and I just, you use my voice. And I give you praise and glory. I thank you that I can be of some service to you this day. And Father, I pray that everyone that's hearing this word today, we would all have come back. Each one of us has something to offer you for this day, and that is to give in our lives that they might please you in everything that we do and say, that we might encourage someone along life's way, that we might be a blessing to that one who's downcast, that one that's going through hardships, through disappointments, through struggling through life itself, that we might be able to help them, that we might be that link that touches you to mankind. I pray, Lord God, let our lives be a witness for you this day in a mighty way. Father, that our mouths will speak healing, our mouths will speak truth, that our mouths will speak righteousness, that our mouths will speak life to the people round about. And for those out there hearing this, that you'll do the same thing where you are, to your friends, you'll impart life to them, that you'll impart strength to them, that you will be that witness that God can use in a very vital way, in a very glorious way. And we thank you for the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, everything that we talk about in this word is related to one person, the God of heaven, but is the God of heaven. Now, there's many people that have different gods, and there are gods that they've appointed, like Buddhists and many of the Muhammad, all these false gods. But truly, you can know the true, the living God, and he's so wonderful, but yet he can come down and live within your life. To me, that is a very special and a very awesome thought, just to realize that the one that we created this heavens and earth, created all things before they even were, and brought them out at this time and spoke them into existence, will also come in our life in the same manner, and he will speak great things in our lives that will grow in the nature and admonition of the Lord. He comes in this very special way to help us, to train us, to uplift us, to encourage us for the task before us. And we need to realize that God before us, who can be against us? I praise you this day, Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. But God is here as a refuge. He's here as a fortress. In Isaiah, the 40th chapter, it says, "Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have ye not been told from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth on the circle of the earth, and the habitations thereof, and as grasshoppers, that stretch out the heavens, the curtain that spreadeth them out of the tent that dwell, that bringeth the princes to nothing, that makes the judges of the earth as vanity." This is our God. This wonderful God is above anything that we can imagine. They're above the glory. He is so wonderfully, but yet he comes down to our level. And he loves us. We're made in his creation. We're made basically just pattern after him. And with that, he has time to have an individual obedience with the king or the queen, they would have a time when they give you a certain time that you can go in and make yourself known. But God gives us without, there's no time involved. God gives you a full picture that He is always with you. He never leaves you. You can go through life and He's not 1 minute in your life if you'll really thought it out, because we leave God out of our life. But He is there from the time we start to the time we finish. He's been always faithful. And this is what the world looks for, is some things or some help. And like in life's journey, many people get educations. They give great things because great thought of what's going to happen to them when they get old, when they get beyond a certain time, when they go beyond retirement. But God is that witness from the time that you've come forth, the first day of your life, and accept Him as your Lord and Savior. You have that personal relationship that Jesus made it possible as God's only Son, that God so loved us in such a depth that He gave His only Son that we might be saved from the ruination of this world and come in the blessings of God, to have that valid blessing from heaven that we're more than conquerors through Him which loves us, that God would help us, that enable us, and yet we take this so lightly. Many people that go into churches, if they go to a church and they come to this place and they've been told, said, well, you know, if you want to make a decision today, you can make a decision. You come down our aisles and we will let you, and we'll basically swear you in that you'll be a member of this, and you pretty much, you've got a guarantee on life and guarantee on heaven. But you know, that's not really the way it is. God has a people that just doesn't know of Him. They need to know Him as their friend, their Savior. They need to have that close relationship, that close relationship that there is no other, that there is no other one there. And with these other relationships, they always just, because He's not first, they have many other things that they also do. And God sits on the last place. He sits on the back burner of his soul. He sits there and waits. And we out there, we think about life. We go where we go on trips. Next Sunday, we're going to go up to Mount so-and-so. Next year, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. But God's pretty much, most people, if they give God 30 minutes a Sunday morning, that's about the condition of their life. And this is sad, because God has a place. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We can have that freedom of knowing God as our Lord and Savior, that we can know that we're saved. We know that we're pardoned. That we know that we have that steadfast hope. The Lord Jesus Christ, that greater is He that's within us, He is in the world. That we don't no longer have to let our hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. So many people are bound. This world that they live in, they're bound because of fear. They fear because what's going to take place tomorrow. They fear how they're going to make their house payment in case they get sick. They fear if they go down the highway and they have an accident. They fear going to the hospital. They fear going to the undertaker. They fear all these things that their mankind is plagued with. But God's the answer over all these frail things that men face and women face, that He is the answer through all these situations, and He is not even included. Many times He is not even reverenced. He is never even thought, and many people take His name in vain. He's like a light thing. You know, you just know Him when I end up my 80 years upon this earth. You know, if I just be a sort of halfway good person, you know, I'm going to make it over to the promised land, because we're all going to go the same place. But God does not say that. Whosoever call shall be saved, and who they will save will know the Lord Jesus Christ, and through that they will receive the benefits from heaven. That God is providing a very special heaven that's made for the righteous. It's made for those who seek Him with all their heart, with all their soul. It's made for them that come in that place of holiness, that they don't have to share their things with the way of this world. And God wants a separated people, a holy people, that will walk up right before Him and the day of visitation. They will walk in victory. They will walk not being denied from the things of this world, and they will not even feel put off when they don't have the things of this world, because the world does not help. They're no longer a citizen of this world. And when we come to that place that we have no hang-ups in this world. We can give ourselves the Lord Jesus Christ. God can do a mighty work. And that's why people, so many people claim to know the Lord Jesus Christ, but yet in reality, they're very shallow. When they get sick, they have no one to call upon. They try to find a pastor in the town. They try to find someone that they have can put some belief and trust in him, that they can pray for them, that their lives can be changed. And many times they find themselves facing death and still haven't found that one that they can truly believe that can help them. And truly life is that way. We put our trust in any man, that man lay us down. They'll give us hope, but they, when it comes right down, push your shove at that bottom line, they cannot help us. The God in heaven is the one we're all going to meet. The Bible says, appointed unto man once to die, then comes the judgment. It's appointed for all of us to go through life's journey. At the end of that journey, God has a time, a season for each one of us. And after that season, we're going to go through a time of whether we go to the left or the right. Jesus spoke about the sheep and the goats. Many of us have our goats, and some are sheep. The sheep are going into eternal life. The sheep are going to a new pasture. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. That's for the sheep. The sheep are those who have accepted Jesus as their personal Savior. Those who have accepted, acknowledged that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, Jesus said, that same Spirit that lifted him up will lift us up. And we, many times, even in our churches that are so organized this day, that we leave out the Holy Spirit out. He's just a myth in the church. He's just there as a something that the Word of the Bible's got in it. And many things in the Word of God in these last hours, the people of God only use a certain portion of the Word. And the Word of God is true. The Word of God is power. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. There's great power in the Word of God. There's great importance in the Word of God. There's great meaning in the Word of God. There's great value in the Word of God. There's great everlasting blessings in the Word of God. There is great dividends upon dividends. It's greater than any institution that gives out loaning in the world standard. There's dividends above the bank of heaven. It's above all things that you invest in God. You're going to have a everlasting enjoyment through heaven forever, never, 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 never. And you put your things upon the face of this world and you're going to lose it. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Bible says God's word will not pass away. And you can put your trust in man. You can put your trust in what you owe. You can put your trust in your bank. You can put your trust in your insurance policies. And all these things shall fail. But God never fails. God never fails. God's always at your side. God's there to strengthen you. And it's so sad that many people walk through this life and they miss out on the greatest blessings they can have. They look for great things upon earth. They look for great adventures. They look for a great time, and they lose out and they cannot find it. But I tell you, what you find is the living God, and the living God wants to live in your heart this day. He wants to come down and be partakers in your life. He wants to bless you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to uplift you. He wants to encourage you. He wants you to be a benefit to you, that he wants to you to live. He's actually saying, come, live with me forever. And so us, many of God's people and other people, are so stiff-necked that they don't want to go because they think they're going to have to lose a little pleasure. But pleasures only last for a season. And the things you do for God will never break. It will be real. It will never lose its power. It will never lose what has come out. God's given us eternal power through his strength. And God's here to help us. We're very limited in our strength. We're very limited in our power. But God's here to uplift us. He's here to uphold us. He's here to strengthen those who will call on him. He is nigh unto their voice. He is nigh those who will call upon him. He will answer them, show them great and mighty things that they know not. There is no other in this world that you can find this. You can go search through the land. You go to all countries. You cannot find a king. You cannot find a president. You cannot find nobody that's all like your God. They're all human. And humans make mistakes. Humans give problems. And humans, unless they seek God, are going to get very... They have troubles within their lives. They have, their nature is not to serve God. Their nature is living with violence, with disturbances, with troubles, with warrings, with perplexities. All these things is what man is capable of doing, because without God, God is the changer. God is, we all would be that way unless we come to Jesus. When we come to Jesus, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. When we accept Jesus in our heart, there comes a new life, new living. We become a living soul, and our life starts springing up as things of goodness starts being born in our spirit, and the old corruption starts being left out. It comes out as a gross. We lose it. That's the badness comes out and the good comes in. And God wants to be full of goodness. He wants to be full of His glory. And you'll feel better too. You'll feel better out there, sir. You'll feel better if you can't let Jesus come in your life and receive that wonderful pardon. You'll feel good when you feel good in your heart. You'll feel good when you feel the trust of your God, that you can trust the living God. And you know, if your life would come at this very moment, you could spend eternity with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost forever and ever and ever, and ever be present with the Lord. It is great blessings. You don't have to fret no longer. The Bible says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be the envious workers of iniquity. When at times we fret, we have things that come our way, and we find ourselves not, we are warring in our heart. We struggle. Every day of our life, many people, if they don't know Jesus, they struggle. They have commitments. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to plan. They don't know how to seek. But they have Jesus. They have that extra assurance. They have that extra, the power of the Holy Ghost is real to help you, to strengthen you, to give you direction. And this land that we live in, all people upon this earth need direction. And that direction comes from having that peace, that joy, that fulfillment that God the Father, God the Son is alive within you. And if you don't have that God the Father this day, you're lost. You need to know Him as your Savior, because He will give you His Son Jesus. And through that, you can receive the strength. You can receive a new purpose. You can have a new purpose. And Jesus says, He greater is He that's within you. He's the one in the world. Jesus will give you the baptism of the Holy Spirit, will abide with you forever. And He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. God is ever faithful. And the world, there's problems. There's problems every place you go. There's troubles every place you see. There's trouble. There's heartaches. There's bloodshed. There's people cut with their tongues. They say things that hurt people. But Jesus is the answer in all these situations. If God be for you, who can be against you? They and all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. That's the promise of God. God's promised you that He'd never leave you. He'd never forsake you. Call upon Him this day and He will answer thee and He will give you strength. Repent and God will save you. Call upon His name. Ask Jesus in your life and Jesus will save you by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that no one can be drawn unless the Spirit draws. The Spirit of God's drawing you this day, or you wouldn't be listening this day. And then God's giving you a time that you can seek Him and He will be with you. He will give you a new heart, a new purpose for life, and He will take that life of sin and put those things that would transpire in your life to the sea of forgetfulness. And the Bible says He will remember them no more. God will remember not your sins no longer. He will not remember what you've done in the past. And God will see you as a new creation. And He will forgive you. He will help you. He will put His love upon you, His loving kindness. And He will give you the abundance of glory, of joy unspeakable, full of glory. God's people need to have joy this day. God's people need to be enriched from heaven. And their enrichment comes as having God in their hearts. God is the number one source. He gives us His Son. He gives us His Son through the Holy Ghost has given us power. God is a source. And He will even give His angels charge over you to keep you in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou would even dash thy foot against a stone. The devil only has one third of the angels. God has two thirds of the angels. God is all powerful. God is all omnipotent. And the devil has not. The devil doesn't have any authority unless we give it to him. But many of us, God's people, give in to the devil, and he has a great field day because we give in to him. But the Bible said if we call upon God, He will more than conquer through Him which loves us. God gives us an extra strength. And the enemy comes in like a flood. The Bible says, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. God has given us a strength to come against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Come this day and God will forgive you. He will save you. He will uplift you in a mighty way. Praise you, the Lord. God is wonderful. He's glorious. When I started speaking this day, I was sick, but God touched my heart, and God's here, really. He is real because He's God. He is God. I can know that. He is my personal friend, and you need to know Him out there through America as your personal friend. America needs to know, reinstate themselves, that God is on their side. They should stamp it on all the churches, all the places, all the meeting places, the White House. God is our strength. God is our mind. God will keep us to the hour. But I say most people sit back and they let the enemy come in and he kept there and dictates and they bind the powers of God and loose the spirit of unrighteousness. And that's what's taking place in America. They're binding the powers that can save them. They're binding and kicking them out of their doors. They don't want them in their midst. And they allow satanic rituals, satanic gifts of hell to come in and to come in and to do horrible things. And with that, that's why America is not where they should be this day. They've given themselves over to lustful spirits, to hatefulness, to disturbance, of jealousies, of envies, of warrings, of killings, all the horrible things they've given in to the enemy. America needs to take heed this day that they would call upon God, that they would give this nation back to God. They would call our president, all those in authority this day would give this land, give their heart first. But after they give their heart, they could give themselves over to the works of God. And I pray this day, I'm going to close this right now. God be for you. Who can be against you? Greater is He that's within you. He's within the world. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon this word today. I pray that it will do constitute your work from heaven. I pray that you'd bind all hindering powers and you'd loose the Spirit of God. Set your people free this day that they might choose Jesus as their Savior. That they would not be afraid no longer, but they would walk in victory, walking for the purpose from heaven. They would walk, not being denied. They would walk having that healing touch of heaven, that they're healed. And I'm healed this day in the name of Jesus. You can be healed this day because God is sovereign. He will never put any more upon you that you're able to bear. And with that, God will be with you. He will take you places you've never been before. He will give you a joy unspeakable. He will give you contentment. He will give you peace. He will give you blessings. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing also upon them in a mighty way. Bless those one this day. Bless this day, Father. I don't even know how to pray no longer because I'm in you and I don't even know what nothing. You're real. God wants to be so entangled in our minds that we don't even know what we are. He is Him. And that's what He wishes for all His people. Come to that place that He is in charge and He will not, you'll never be ashamed if you will do that. You'll never be afraid. But remember, you'll never have to be looking for someone for your counsel because the counselor will be within you. The strength will be within you. The healer will be within you. Your pardon will be in you. Your way maker will be in you. He is the absolute way, the truth of life. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon thee this day. And I pray in Jesus' name, bless abundantly. But thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. 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 Glory.